In today's volatile business environment, preparation is the key for any size business. That's 1,000 times more true for the local small business who has to be prepared for anything. Natural disasters, power outages, material shortages, employee mistakes, and now pandemics and health emergencies can stifle or even cripple your business, causing you to lose income, employees, or even the business altogether. It pays to be prepared for all challenges. If you own a small business or even a sole proprietorship, managing your customer relationships and protecting your business are paramount. CPGA Management Group provides relationship management reviews, tailored solutions to help generate and keep customers, and insurance solutions designed specifically for your business to protect your most valued assets. Call 704-937-1060 or email info@cpgamgt.com to schedule a consultation. Or for more information, visit the website www.cpgamgt.com. What's going on, family? Hey, this is your boy G, and hey, this is a little different than what I normally do. This is a very special episode of the Morning Smoke CLT. And like I said, this is different because usually when I do my podcasts, I put my creative side to work, and I'm doing my I'm writing everything out, and I'm writing on my thoughts, and I got myself on a tight little production schedule because I got other projects that I do as well, and I want to make sure that I give you the best possible product when you take a little time out of your schedule to give me a listen. But I decided I'd do something a little different today. There's no notes. There's no production schedule. This is really more or less just me. And I wanted to do this. Well, first of all, I've had other projects that I've been working on, so I haven't had a lot of time to really focus and give you quality products. I didn't just want to put something out there that was more or less just driven by stuff I see on the news and stuff that may have caught my eye and may have caught my ire over time. But what I wanted to do this time was to really give you something from the heart. And it's something that I think a lot of us now are experiencing for one reason or another. I've done shows about, quarantine fatigue and about the pandemic and about everything that's going on. And there's so much that's going on in our community, in our state, in our nation right now, that it tends to be kind of an overload almost. And in that overload, I think sometimes we kind of lose our way because there's so many things to be concerned about. You're worried about your health, your family's health, your children's health, the health of people we know, the health of our community. And it just feels so different now. Because we are in unprecedented times. But even when we're in unprecedented times, we have to find a way to exist. We have to find a way to get through it. We can't push living in the background. And the more you sit down and you watch the news or you read or you get on social media or you just talk to people, it's heavy. And given the fact that not only are we going through one of the most unprecedented health emergencies in the history of our country, we're also going through a time of extreme social change in our people. We're literally changing the way that we think about each other. I mean, whether it was the protests from a few weeks ago, changes in corporate America, changes in sports. I mean, God knows I've always known the Washington Redskins, but now they are no more. So our level of respect towards each other is changing. Now, granted, a lot of these changes are probably due to money. And they're probably due to corporate sponsorships and the bottom line. But some of them are way overdue. Even changing the flag of the state of Mississippi. I mean anybody who knows anything about the South and you know anything about Mississippi, that is one of the, well, for lack of a better word, it is one of the most racist places you can ever be. I've had an opportunity to go there a few times, and they've never let me down when it comes to my stereotype of Mississippi. But even if they're willing to make a change, then you know that says that we're in a different time now, and which is a good thing. But even beyond just the changes that we see around us, there are changes that we as people are making. It's a hard change. It's a difficult change because, I mean, you know, America's used to change, but it's not something that we've always easily done. In just the way that we deal with each other, just the way we talk to each other, just the way that we respect the differences about each other has changed. It's a good thing. It's a step in the right direction. There's still a long way to go. So, you know, I'm not throwing up the touchdown sign and saying that we finally scored and we end the game. But it's a step in the right direction. Now, with all that being said, one of the big things that I want to get into with you is personal change. Personal change is tough. Personal change is messy. Personal change can be noisy too. But it's something that from time to time we all have to do. If anybody had asked me 5 months ago, would I be writing articles for a sports blog that I've created, or developing a website, or doing a podcast, or working on growing an insurance business, or doing a consulting business, or thinking of all these other ideas I've always had, I'd probably tell you no. Because I was caught in the workaday world of 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, most cases now. And you do your 40 hours a week and you get paid and maybe get some overtime and things be looking up. And you're caught in that cycle. Which is not a bad cycle. I mean that's how we do it in America. We work. And We get paid. We pay the bills. We do a couple things for a little fun. We try to save. And then we just start to cycle all over again. But what this pandemic has at least taught me is that there are things you have to do different. Life isn't all about the workaday routine. There are things that you have to do not only for yourself, but for your sanity. And getting caught on that hamster wheel will drive you nuts. And I've been on that hamster wheel now for almost 24 years. And I'll tell you, when March came around and I was concerned about losing my job, the job I had at the time, I was worried. I didn't know what was next. I didn't know how to react. I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to comprehend that, you know, that this could be a long-term missing in action from employment. You know, how would I survive financially? How would I survive mentally? It's an even better question. When you're so used to doing something for so long, and to not be able to do it anymore. Worry about having to provide for your family and people who depend on you. Not being able to do the things you want. Not being able to buy the things you want. Stressful. But I've heard many times in life, in order to get to that next level, whether it be in career or even just personally, mentally, sometimes it requires that separation. Elevation requires separation. And it did. I had to physically be taken out of that old mindset and life in order to be put on a different road, a different path, a different way of thinking about things, to move forward. I had all these ideas and things I wanted to do. But you get caught up. And the only thing you can think about is, well, I got to get that next paycheck. Got to get a next bonus. Got to make sure I prepare myself for the next promotion or opportunity. I got a vacation I want to go on. Got college I got to pay for. I got a car note I got to make. I got the new iPhone I want to buy. And honestly, it's just that part can get you down. Because in your mind, you want to move on. You want to be successful. You want to have this control of your life. But, you know, you kind of know that you don't really have control. And as the days went on, and I was thinking about how to maneuver the changes and maneuver where I was going and still, you know, still have to provide for those things that, you know, just part of life that you got to do. You know, you get started and you pick up the details and things start going well. I mean, hey, I was writing, I was doing this podcast to set up my production schedule. I was following it tightly. I was trying to do a couple a week. I was trying to do other projects too, and got to be a lot. So it was almost, it's almost like I created my own stress in trying to run away from the stress. I created my own. And I think I really got to the point where I was a little burned out. Because I was so worried about having to make sure that I did what I needed to do to keep doing the things I was doing. Make sure that everything was taken care of. Make sure that people were taken care of and that I eliminated as many problems as I could. So what I had to do, or actually I should say I found myself in this rut. I found myself, I wasn't sleeping. I lacked motivation. I lacked the drive. You know, when it's new and it's all wonderful and it's all shiny and sparkly, you get after it. But when you get lost in the minutiae and the details of it, you get bogged down. You lose focus. You feel the weight. You feel burdened almost. That you just got to keep going. And there's one thing that I learned in this process is that, yeah, you got to keep going. Yeah, you've got to keep moving. Yeah, you got to be focused. Yeah, you got to have the drive. But there are so many mental factors that are going on that it's okay to do nothing sometimes. It's okay to pull back. It's okay to not feel like doing something sometimes. It's okay to sleep until noon and get up and get a cup of coffee. With everything going on in the world right now, people are going to deal with it differently. People are going to see it differently. People are going to react differently. You know, you see all the things on social media a lot where, you know, people remind you that, hey, you've had all this time. You know, hey, if you're not coming out of this pandemic differently, then you wasted your time. And you've wasted this opportunity that you've been given. Now, in some respects, that's true because you've been given a lot of less stressful free time. But we all react differently to this type of stress. And this is hard on everyone. This is not just something that's just easy. It's heavy. And if you haven't learned a new language, or you haven't gone back to school, or if you haven't made $1 million, or if you haven't saved everything you wanted, and you maybe you waste a little money sometimes, and maybe you did the drive through at Starbucks a few too many times, or you bought a few too many frivolous items, as people will call it. I want you to know it's okay. It's really okay. And you're going to be fine. And the world will be fine. And it's never too late to start. So I don't want anyone to begin this next week or this next month or even this next year, 2021, feeling that you've let some great opportunity go by you. Because we all react different. We all are different. Our mental space is different. You need to do what's right for you. Do what feels good for you. Do what feels good in your heart. Do what take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your spirit. And if that requires a rest because you've been running for 20 years, do it. Now, if you really see this as an opportunity to really focus on something new and learn new language, read a couple hundred books and maybe write a book or web page, blog, whatever, that's fantastic. I've done that. And it works. And there are days when the energy flows and the words flow and the ideas keep coming and I feel like $1 million and it keeps going. But there are other days I don't want to talk to anybody, much less write something. So don't be afraid to admit to people or admit to yourself that, you know, although this has been a tough time for a lot of us, some a lot more than others, don't be afraid to just relax. Use this time for mental and spiritual repair. Ease your mind. Read a book. Read the Bible. Pray. Look at all the wonderful things that are around. Take stock of yourself. Take stock of your family. Take stock of your friends. Check on your loved ones. Make sure they're okay. That may even be a better proposition than trying to change the world. Change the world is good. There's plenty of opportunities now for people to change the world, and I hope that everyone is looking around them and looking for ways to look within themselves and make changes and be more respectful of people and, you know, looking at our differences in culture, ethnicities, and things like that. But take time for you. Listen to your body. Listen to your mind. Listen to your spirit. Don't laugh. I couldn't say the word ethnicity. I know you heard that. But really take the time and take stock of yourself. Because this is an unprecedented weight that we're all carrying. So, you know, if you've got an idea that you want to start a business, there are plenty of things out there to do. There's plenty of grants and plenty of funding that you can get. So look at that. Plenty of nonprofits that offer information and funding sometimes. Look at your network. Check with people you work with. Check with people you used to work with. Check with friends. Check with former coworkers. Check with just people you go to church with. Check with them. Start a conversation. Because chances are they're probably in the same space you are, not knowing what in the world to do next. And even people who have all these other opportunities, and I'm sure they're like me, just have no clue. You get unmotivated. You got so much in your mind, so much you want to do, so many balls in the air, so many projects all going at the same time. You just literally have no idea what step to take next. I was watching a video earlier today about how to move forward. Even given all the things that are going on in our lives. The person was narrating the video used an elephant as the example. We all know elephants are big, huge animals. And they're not exactly the most fleet of foot because they're so big. But you ever notice one thing about an elephant? Whenever a pack of elephants, see if that's the proper term, a group of elephants, whenever they move, they may move slow, they may be cumbersome, they may be lumbering, but they move and they're deliberate. and they do it one slow step at a time. They're very calculated about it. They're looking at the balance, they're looking at them, they're looking at everything around them, but they move slowly. But sure enough, they keep moving. In these strange days that we've experienced, that we're currently in, and that we have ahead of us, because this thing ain't over by any stretch of the imagination, and not to even mention the craziness that we're going to have with just within our nation and the cultural change and the political change that we're all going to see here in the next 6, 7, 8 months. Take the time, take stock of you, take stock of who you associate with, take stock of the things you do, the activities you're involved in, take stock of your mind, take stock of everything. Really consider what's really good and what's going to help you move forward. Because everybody knows the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and just expecting something to be different. If you notice something needs to be different in your life, don't be afraid to change. As long as your heart's beating, as long as you're breathing, it's not too late to start over again. So I encourage you, take care of you. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your chickens, as my boy says. But be good to yourself. And be good to those around you. It's tough. This is not an easy time for us. But it can be better. We just have to make sure we take care of each other. And like I said, this is probably one of the few times I'll do this. Because I do like the like the order of the production schedule and whatnot. And I will do another regular episode of this podcast here this weekend. But I wanted to just take the time today to just speak from the heart and let you guys know that it's okay to not be okay. Because there are a lot of us in this country that are not okay. I'm raising my hand as I'm speaking. But we're going to be better. And we're going to be in a better place. And we're going to be financially better and mentally better, spiritually better very soon. But it's going to take a coordinated effort between all of us. You know, put party divisions aside, put political differences aside, put cultural differences aside. We're in this together, whether we like it or not. It's not easy. It ain't a cakewalk. It is about as rough as anything that we could possibly experience, but we're in it together. And we're going to have to work together in order to get out of this together. So as I always say at the end of every episode, love on your family, love on your friends, love on all your loved ones. Check on them. Call your mama. Call your daddy. Call the brother you hadn't talked to in a while. Text the sister you might have been mad at after July 4th. Text that friend you hadn't talked to in a while. Have an uncomfortable conversation with a person of a different cultural background. Ask some questions. You'd be surprised at what you might find out. And be good to you. This is your boy G. God bless you. this day and age, financial challenges are the norm and not the exception. Although we think we have it all under control, all it takes is one unplanned event, like a major car repair, sickness, or even the untimely death of a loved one, and our financial life can quickly unravel. Well, I have a solution for you. It's called Believe Financial Solutions, a budgeting and financial coaching service that aims to help you take control of your money by making it work for you. They offer one-on-one coaching sessions and intensive financial workshops geared toward creating a sound and workable plan for you and your money. You can find them on IG at Believe Financial Solutions _ or on Facebook at Believe Financial Solutions LLC, and you can schedule your appointment. You'll wish you did it sooner. Hey family, I wanted to let y'all know about a really amazing podcast that a really good friend of mine does, especially if you're into NFL and fantasy football. It's called the Know It All Fantasy Football Podcast by my main man, Jerry. He does an excellent job of player and position analysis, and he offers in-depth and detailed insight on players, teams, conferences, predicted performance that will make you the star of your fantasy football league this season. You can download and listen to his podcast on Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, and find him on Twitter at FFKnowItAll. Give him a man a listen. You won't regret it.